Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with cast members of the Mid Prairie Spring Play about their upcoming performances this week.
Can we begin with your name, grade level, and your role in the play?
I'm Jacob Carrillo. I'm a junior, and I'm Dennis, who plays Perkins, the butler.
I'm Caroline Schrader, and I'm a freshman, and I play Annie.
My name's Avery Slava. I am a junior, and I play Sandra, who plays Florence.
I'm Logan McClellan. I'm a sophomore, and I play Jonathan, who plays Charles Haversham.
So the title of the production is The Play That Goes Wrong, which already kind of hints at what audiences can expect. But can one of you just give me a brief summary about the performance?
So it's a play within a play, and the outer play is the murder at Haversham Manor. So it's a murder mystery trying to figure out who did it. The part that goes wrong is that characters trip over stuff, things fall, everything breaks apart until the ending where nearly nothing is left.
So you're playing characters putting on a show, they're just not doing very well at it.
Yeah. Right, yep.
All right, when and where will these performances be?
The performances will be at the Mid Prairie High School at 7 on Friday and Saturday and 2 on Sunday.
So this is a comedy. Is that a style of play that you prefer, or do you prefer more serious stuff?
This is my first or second true comedy, so I haven't really done that many before, but I'm getting to be very fond of it because all my previous productions have been pretty serious, like Fiddler on the Roof, Pirates of Penzance, Meet Me in St. Louis. Comedies are growing on me.
Yeah, I like performing comedies just because there's a certain feeling when you can get an audience to laugh. And even in more of the serious productions that we've performed, I was usually more of a goofy, funny character, which I always like to do.
I think rehearsals are very fun when it comes to comedy because it's just fun to rehearse when everybody is just adding more and more humor and it grows and grows and it's fun to watch, like even when you're backstage, because it's funny.
Yeah. Even though we've seen it tens of times, it's still funny.
Yeah, still laugh.
Christy and Lisa always say in speech when we're picking out pieces that not everybody is ready to cry or ready to see a dramatic piece, but people are always ready to laugh. And so I think comedies really hit with every audience. And I feel like I have more freedom, like Jacob said, with my characters, and I can make them my own when I'm in a comedy rather than a drama.
And this comedy is a little bit different because the characters you're playing, they're not putting on a comedy. So they don't like it when the audience laughs because they're like, what did I do wrong? Why are they laughing at us? So it's extra levels of funniness.
So with this production specifically, is there a favorite thing about it that you have, whether it's a scene or whether it's the costumes?
I absolutely have a favorite scene, mostly because I'm the biggest klutz during it. Nearing the end of the first act, there is a loop of lines, and Annie is replacing one of our characters. So she has a script, which makes it all the more better that she's completely aware of what's going wrong.
Right.
And I just have to sit there trying to figure out the line, and then it just goes around and around and around.
I agree with Jacob. It's very fun for me because as the loop goes on, I realize, wait a minute, I know what's happening now, so I can really play with that and just, where everyone else is very stressed, I'm just like, this is amazing because I finally know what's happening.
Yeah, I think a really fun part of our show is just the shock value. You never know what's going to happen. Like, you know it's going to go wrong, but you never know what. It's very unexpected. I won't spoil, but I do get put in a clock at one point. And so for the audience, it's very shocking. But for me, it is also very shocking because I never know if I'm going to get dropped or if this thing is going to fall apart. It's very fun.
So my character is a dead guy. The character I play is very bad at playing dead, so I move on multiple occasions. Also, I get hurt a lot. It's very different because I don't really have any lines during that. It's all physical comedy. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Are there any specific challenges that any of you have encountered?
I think that there's always so much happening, it's kind of hard to keep track of when you're supposed to do this because it's just so funny and exciting the entire time, and sometimes it's hard to like remember your cues and stage directions.
Does it ever feel like maybe a safety net where it's, well, if I screw up,
yeah,
this whole performance is centered around the people screwing up, so they might not even realize that that's what's happening.
They might not realize what we're going to realize, which can throw us off, and then it gets actually bad to the point where it's hard to continue, so just got to power through.
It is the play that goes wrong, but we do want to keep it clean, so that's what we've really been focusing on this past week is, it's good right now, how can we tighten it up even more?
Yeah. We're not doing the play that's being done badly, it's being the play that goes wrong.
We're doing the play that goes wrong right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, why should people come and see these performances?
In this show, we're relying a lot on the set, where we haven't done that as much in other shows. And I think the characters that our cast is playing are different characters than we have played before, which can be very interesting.
The audience will be able to have like a small participation in the performance, which is always fun. They get to see these cracks in the characters, and I think it just sheds a different light on how some shows occur.
I think everyone will be on their toes the entire time, just like waiting for what's going to go wrong next, and I think it'll just be funny for everyone who comes.
That was cast members of the Mid-Prairie Spring Play joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their performances this week. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.